The old in the Shatila Palestinian refugee camp have seen it all. For the young, it's just the beginning of a life crammed together with more than 14,000 people into a quarter mile square. This Palestinian refugee camp in Beirut is hundreds of miles from Gaza. But for the many people here who lived through previous wars, the war in Gaza seems very close. 77-year-old Nadra Johar came here as a baby from her home in what was then Palestine. She's seen from near and far war after war, but is still shocked by the images from Gaza. How do they have the heart to do this to children, she asks. The pain she feels for all the innocents. When I see Israeli children, I think they feel the same way we do when we lose our children, says Nadra. In the end, a child is a child. The mother of a child is a mother, whether she's Israeli or Palestinian. The scars of the past are plain to see. The Shatila Palestinian refugee camp have seen it all. For the young, it's just the beginning of a life crammed together with more than 14,000 people into a quarter mile square. This Palestinian refugee camp in Beirut is hundreds of miles from Gaza. But for the many people here who lived through previous wars, the war in Gaza seems very close. 77-year-old Nadra Johar came here as a baby from her home in what was then Palestine. She's seen from near and far war after war, but is still shocked by the images from Gaza. How do they have the heart to do this to children, she asks. The pain she feels for all the innocents. When I see Israeli children, I think they feel the same way we do when we lose our children, says Nadra. In the end, a child is a child. The mother of a child is a mother, whether she's Israeli or Palestinian. The scars of the past are plain to see. In September 1982, the Israeli military stood by as their Lebanese Christian allies slaughtered over 1,000 Palestinian and Lebanese civilians here and in the neighboring Sabra district. Fading posters plaster the walls with the faces of heroes past who promised much but could deliver little for the people here. Camp residents trace their roots back to Haifa, Jaffa, Acre. They ended up here after what they call the Nakba, the catastrophe, when more than 700,000 Palestinians fled or were driven from their homes when Israel was established. The scenes from Gaza, painfully reminiscent of the past. A past, storekeeper Mohammed Afifi fears, that's repeating itself. Doesn't anyone have an iota of humanity, he asks. Even a rock, when faced with the news from Gaza, would go soft. But the world, confronted with cascades of blood, closes its eyes. The eyes here are open, but they can only watch from afar.